Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. In Odyssey Station. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Wow, what a day. Heavy hitter after heavy hitter. Dom Giordano show. Alan Dershowitz is a man for all seasons. And one of the reasons he's so dangerous, his new book, he's with us, The Case Against the New Censorship. He's dangerous because he's a liberal guy, but he's not what progressives have devolved to at all. And that's why he's so dangerous. Well, plus, on his feet, he's as good as it gets in argument. Let's bring in Professor Alan Dershowitz here on Talk Radio 1210. Professor, welcome back to Philadelphia. You're near the top of the list. I love to debate against anybody anywhere for a living, but I'd have to take to the mattresses for 6 months if I know Alan Dershowitz is on the other side.
Hey, I'd have to get to the mattresses if I knew you were on the other side. You're a great debater and a great talk show host. And it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I love Philadelphia, so thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Professor. The new book, The Case Against New Censorship. You know, over the years, you've gone from your day job, I guess, as a litigator, into this arena second to none. I know it's a passion of yours. And is it fueled by the fact that, as a classic liberal, it offends you so much, or is it, I guess, what it does to our society? Is it a combination? It's got to be personal with you to see how this has devolved.
It's all personal. I grew up during McCarthyism. I was the president of the student body at Brooklyn College. We fought against efforts to silence people because they were too far left. And today, the very people who were silenced by McCarthyism are now trying to silence their political opponents. And so we're seeing a new McCarthyism of the left. But in my new book, The Case Against the New Censorship, I argue that it's even more dangerous than McCarthyism, because McCarthyism was done by the government.
Yes.
And you can sue the government. But when the censorship is done by YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, you can't sue them. They're private parties. They have their own First Amendment rights. When it's done by private universities, you can't sue them. When the progressives try to censor, as they do now, you can't sue them. That's where we have to fight back in the court of public opinion. That's why I wrote my book, and that's why I'm on your show, to fight back against this new censorship in the court of public opinion. We cannot accept it.
Now, part of this, too, devolves in or dovetails with your work legally, and I'll ask you, I mean, when I think of you, one of the biggest things about you is your expertise in appeals that I want to get to in a moment, Professor, but you likened, and it shocked some people, but in context, I know exactly what you meant, that Congresswoman Waters, you likened to the Klan and what the Klan used to do in the Deep South, where they had real power in intimidating what's going to happen if the trial goes the wrong way.
Yeah, look, I stand by that. There's a big difference, of course. She's on the right side of the racial issue, and the Klan and Southern bigots were on the wrong side, but the tactic was the same. Bring prominent public officials like Al Sharpton, like Congresswoman Waters, put them in front of the courthouse and have them threaten reprisals against the jurors, against the jurors' friends, against the jurors' community, if the jury dares to come back with a verdict other than the one that those outside the courthouse want. And that's extremely dangerous. Now, Waters has a First Amendment right to speak, and so does Al Sharpton. But the court has to protect the jury. They have a First Amendment right to speak to you, to me, to legislatures. The only people they don't have a First Amendment right to speak to is jurors who are deliberating a case. They have to be kept isolated from this. Or take the case of the city manager of Brooklyn Center, who said that Kim Potter, the woman who was accused of shooting somebody because she accidentally pulled out her revolver instead of her other, you know, non-lethal weapon,
yes,
taser,
yeah,
that she must get due process. And he was fired for saying that. He was fired for saying that the Constitution should prevail in the town of Brooklyn Center. I mean, that's where we're going with free speech. We're firing people for invoking the Constitution. We're firing people for quoting Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said, people should be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the quality of their character. If you quote that today, you can lose your job. I'll give you a perfect example. I've been a professor at Harvard 50 years. I was among the most popular and successful professors. I published more books than anybody in the history of Harvard. If I tried to get a job today at a university, having taken the positions I've taken, I would not get hired. That's how bad it is. The students would be deprived of my teaching because I defended President Trump in the Senate, because I've criticized Maxine Waters, because I have criticized radicals, because I've called for colorblind approach to equality. All of those things today disqualify me from being a professor at a major university.
I think they'd be in shock the first day with you. Anyhow, given the mentality that's been sadly fostered on these kids, and I know I share your concern with Officer Potter. This was a grievous mistake.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not sure if she should be charged at that. I probably think not. Her penalty would be she's not going to be a cop anymore. But you're right. Potter is going to be the next big victim, and it's completely different from the Chauvin case.
Oh, of course. What Chauvin did was inexcusable. There's a special place in hell for him. You can't justify what he did morally. You can't justify it by police actions. On the other hand, it wasn't second or third degree murder. It was manslaughter. And the reason the jury came back with three verdicts within 10 hours, it's not because of the evidence of the law. It's because they were worried that if they came back with anything less than that, they were told in no uncertain terms, they would be the cause of rioting. And who wants to be the cause of rioting in your own neighborhood?
Exactly.
It's inconceivable that the jurors didn't hear what people said. They were not sequestered. The judge made a terrible mistake by not sequestering them.
So on appeal, Professor, what are some of the angles on appeal here? And again, I think they're perfectly good angles, but the odds, again, of people looking at this, after all this, if Chauvin on appeal gets out of some of the higher crimes or anything else, you can imagine the difficulty.
There would be demonstrations. I've been doing appeals for 50 years. I've done 250 of them. The odds on winning an appeal are 5% or less, 95% likelihood you'll be affirmed. Obviously, my record is much, much better than that, but the national average is about 5%. This case has a much stronger basis. Why? First of all, the judge said right from the bench that Congresswoman Waters gave the defendants an issue on appeal. And I would start my brief with quoting the judge. The judge said it. You don't have to believe me. I'm an advocate. Listen to the judge. And I think the issue of non-sequestration will be a major issue that may be taken up by the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court should take this case and issue a ruling that in any case where there are threats against the jurors, where there are threats of violence, the jury must be sequestered as a matter of constitutional law throughout the entire trial. No ifs, ands, or buts.
That would be a great outcome from this, Professor, if we at least got that after all this is out there. Tell us a little bit more, the case against the new censorship, available on Amazon.com, et cetera. What else do you talk about in the book? What is we know the theme.
I go through each of the new kinds of censors. I go through censorship by the big tech, which is the biggest issue today. You know, I had a debate with Robert Kennedy about vaccination. It was a very good debate. It was something that law school students, medical school students should see. It was up for a long time. Thousands of people watched it. I took one position. Bobby Kennedy took the other position. YouTube took it down, saying we don't want to hear this debate. We don't want our viewers, we don't want our listeners to hear Dershowitz debate Kennedy on an issue of major national importance. So the first part of the book deals a lot with high tech, big tech, censorship, taking people off YouTube, taking people off Twitter, taking the president off Twitter, all of those issues. And then I go to universities and talk about how much censorship we have in universities, how unfree students feel to express views different from politically acceptable race ideology, identity ideology views. And then finally, I moved to the hard left, the people who complained about McCarthyism, who are now on the forefront of censorship. They have a very interesting view. They say, what do we need dissenting opinions? We know the truth. We know what's true with a capital T. Why do we need to hear opposing points of view? If it sounds a little like Mao or Stalin or Castro, you can understand why. So the theme of the book is we have to fight this in the court of public opinion. We can fight it in the courts of law. We can fight it in the legislative chambers. But in the end, we have to use our power to fight this. They're using their power. Look, for example, at Black Lives Matter and other organizations are threatening to boycott Home Depot in Atlanta, Georgia, not because of anything Home Depot did or said, but because they didn't speak out
Yes.
against the Georgia law. They said, basically, look, we're a business. You come and buy our product. We're not in politics. We don't take positions on political views. And for that sin, they want to boycott them. And so now we're having sanctions on not only free speech, but free silence. Silence is an aspect of free speech. If you don't want to speak about something, you don't have to.
That's a good title, Free Silence. Yeah. There's another book right there. Now, I don't think my current producer, who's world-class, was here or remembers when you and I discussed one of your other passions, basketball, and we were trying to set up a match against Dr. Fauci, which would be beyond amazing.
But I think he beat me. I checked his record. You know, he was really an all-star. He was a great ball player. For one of the Catholic parochial schools in Brooklyn. And I played basketball for the yeshiva in Brooklyn. And we always had games against the Catholic schools. And they were terrific. You know, we had our fans. They had their fans. You know, go Jesus, go Moses. But we were all friendly. We were all friendly.
Oh,
we went out for drinks afterwards.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Well, you're a better
trash talker, Professor Dershowitz, I think.
I was good at that. You know, one of the guys I guarded in Madison Square Garden, we played for the championship in Madison Square Garden, and I guarded a kid who was a junior. He was a sophomore. I was a junior. A kid named Ralphie Lipschitz. You may not think you've heard of him, but he changed his name to Ralph Lauren a few years later.
We were both
chasers on the zone. You remember when
we
played zone defense and I was the chaser. I ran after the ball. I jumped on the floor. You know, I got the ball. I hustled. I was Charlie Hustle. I was Pete Rose.
I knew
of
it.
Basketball.
I knew it. I was saying yesterday, Alan and Dom, when we were talking about this, that you had to be throwing elbows out there. I think you were a tough player when you were playing.
Yeah, I was a tough player. I got beat up once because my then girlfriend gave me an ID bracelet. That was the thing in those days, a little silver bracelet with my name on it. And I just got it. I loved it. And I didn't take it off during a game. And the rule was you couldn't wear any jewelry during a game, and I went up for a rebound, and I caught the guy's cheek on the end of my ID bracelet and caused a cut. When the game was over, the whole team was waiting for me, and they gave me a pretty good drubbing. And I ran to the local police station. Wait a minute, it was an Irish school, an Irish Catholic school. So I ran to the police station because they were beating me up. There were four or five of them. They were beating me up. It wasn't a fair fight. And the cop looked at me, saw I was this Jewish kid. There were five Irish kids outside trying to beat me up, and they pushed me out, and they said, battle your own battles. Fight your own battles. So
that's New York.
You've been doing that ever since.
The book, The Case Against New Censorship. Alan Dershowitz, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure to be on with you. Thanks. Be well.
All right, Alan Dershowitz. Dan, I told you, Fauci versus Dershowitz.
And Ralph Lauren, too.
Ralph Lauren. don't like your outfits.
Ralphie Lipschitz.
Yeah. I told you, once you open him up and he gets rolling, there's nothing like it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.